You better see it.
Lord, hallelujah.
Morning. I was sort of praying that I could come here this morning and not see that, but I see we still ain't got past it. If there was a mirror up here on the wall, like the scriptures, it would give you a picture of you. I sure would like to have one. See, until you people get to the point where you are glad to hear these words, yes, you'll keep on doing that.
Hallelujah.
We're too much of a spectator sport. We need to become participators. No matter what I say, no matter what I say, and people love it like that.
Hallelujah.
Your testimonies, your applications are all involving you, concerning you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
There was close to 30 tornadoes that devastated this area just a few miles away.
Yeah.
In fact, the tornadoes in Collison County were so notable that they hit the national news. When they were mentioning tornadoes, they literally mentioned Walterboro. From Walterboro, South Carolina. Walterboro. Get out of the city. What do you give that? Huh? Well, when I came here, I lived in Walterboro. There you go. Our testimonies are all iniquitous. Most of our preaching is all iniquitous. We want to draw attention to ourselves and not to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Iniquity is abounding.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And because iniquity is abounding, the love of the truth,
yes, Lord,
has waxed cold,
oh, yes,
replaced by love of self.
Amen.
Now, you folk don't, you're not going to accept that as God's special desire for you.
Yes, Lord.
Unto you.
Thank you, Lord.
You lepers.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. Was the prophet sent? The looks on your faces.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you, Lord.
My only pattern, of course, I got to think about, well, I think about this, just like you do. Think about my beginning, about the long suffering of God. My God. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
I can't talk about them all because there's too many of them. My sins, which are many.
Hallelujah. Yes, Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Are all
glory.
Washed away. And that little response we got, I hate it. I'm getting more angry with it every day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's so superficial.
Hallelujah.
It really is.
Oh, yes.
It really
Lord.
Is.
Yes.
Do we commend ourselves?
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We commend ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Don't wash away.
So in the midst of all this spirit, how does a man like me fit in?
Hallelujah.
One man? With all you who think you're the one man?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'd like to put that on this side.
Glory God.
One God with all these other gods.
Oh, my Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
I remember when old Kenneth Copeland took that scripture and say, you are gods. It's in there.
Yes.
Now, you are God. I think it was E, Y-E. Now, see, here I'm hearing that again. You fellas not ready? I gotta stop them and reprove you and rebuke you. You come in, you're not ready. You're not ready for the prophet. I was ready for you. I came my gun loaded.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, you are ready. You are God.
Yeah. You're not ready.
Oh, bless you. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Wait.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
I don't know why the Lord said that to me. When I stepped through the door, He spoke to my heart again. If God didn't speak to my heart, I'd never. I don't hear a good word hardly from anybody. Most of the time, your word to me is to identify you. Your iniquity. You want me to treat you special. Yeah, right. You're different than everybody else. You don't. See, you don't like this. As we were told, a young man was sitting right over here.
Okay.
I think in this row. He's gone now, but he sat right there. And he yelled out how one of the great prince of preachers. Who's that? His name was Charles Spurgeon. Isn't that something?
Yes.
He wasn't a flamboyant guy.
No.
If you ever checked out his life, he was a very conservative.
Hallelujah.
He didn't wave his hands. But he became known all around the Christian world as the prince of preachers. He had a delivery. To explain it to you is like talking to that wind.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I talk, because he was a son of man.
Yeah.
John Wesley was a son of man. Martin Luther was a son of man. They stood out from.
Yes.
You folk aren't going to budge, are you?
That's right.
Yeah. You're just not going to budge, huh?
Hallelujah.
Now, you're not sons of men. You are sons of God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory.
So why would you want to be a son of man? What value would it be if I was just a son of man?
Hallelujah.
And I don't become the son of God?
Hallelujah.
Get that damn grin off your face.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, God. Son of
God. Boy, this age has made a bunch of mockers out of us.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
All right.
Hallelujah.
No, ye are God.
Yes.
You forgot just 5 minutes ago? Now I got to yell at you?
Oh, God.
Amen.
I know it's in there.
Yes, it is.
To hell with y'all.
It's in there.
I know what that book says.
Yes, yes, Lord.
I am a living epistle.
Yes, Lord.
You guys, you think you'll come preach that book to me? people amaze me.
Yes.
How many, over the years, I've had people come, I'm a prophet just like you. None equal to me. None like me. And boy, oh boy. Thank you, folk. You're doing well. You're the latest in church.
Hallelujah.
Now, if I tell you this, you're not going to correlate to it.
Hallelujah.
First of all, I was born in Bethlehem.
Amen.
Where was Jesus born?
Bethlehem. Hallelujah.
3rd of May,
Glory.
33. Third day.
Amen.
Number 3.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Why did you say, I didn't know that? Come on. I wouldn't give him any thought like that. He's just an old guy with a bald head. Go up, bald head.
Oh, Jesus.
And see, that's my problem. I quote the scripture, and I anticipate that God's people know the book. Professing himself. I know what God said. Wise. They become full. Wait a minute. They ain't nobody here become a fool. Well, I have. I'm a fool. To believe in this generation of 7 billion people with some of the most dramatic ministries that I'm the one. Oh, you all say you believe it, but then you like to put your little conversation in there. And anything that casts just a little doubt.
Oh, Jesus.
And then you say, what about you? What a testimony I am.
Amen.
A faithful saying.
Hallelujah.
Worthy of all acceptation. Get the look off your face.
Glory.
I'm looking right at you, folks.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
You wouldn't upset me at all if you got up and walked out. Not at all. In fact, I wish some of you would do it. Because as long as you hang around here with your iniquity, you're in my way. You're in God's way. As long as you want to say I am the I am.
Oh, my Lord.
I knew you would catch that.
Oh,
who got it?
Jesus answered them, is it not written?
Is it not written in the law?
I said ye are gods.
Well, I just said you sons of God. Mm-hmm. Didn't I?
Yes. Amen.
You're not the son of men.
No.
I am.
Amen.
Just one.
Amen.
Just one.
Amen.
And I'm sent to the sons of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, the lepers.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know what a leper is? It makes your skin white.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And you respond like the leper. I've gone through that so many times. That leper was the commanding general of the Syrian army. When he came over to Israel on the basis of a little maid. See, now, what can I do? I can tell right now I lost you. Because most of you folks don't hide these words in your sight.
Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord God.
Bless it.
Oh, I'd like to repeat, but you folks, Jesus mentioned two incidences, a widow woman and a leper. And he said, there were many widows. Boy, if this doesn't stir you. Many widows in the time of Elijah. Now, it's another thing I'd like to say to you. When Elijah got up on the mountain, he said, God, let it be known that thou art God and that I am Elijah. He did not say that. He did not say that. He did not say that. Everybody's waiting for Elijah to sound Elijah. He wouldn't do it. So we got a bunch of folk running around trying to be Elijah. And the only one he can really say it is Elijah, and Elijah won't say it. Ah, oh, too deep, huh? Too deep. Too deep. What he did say was this. Let it be known. Oh God. Let it be known. That thou art God.
Hallelujah.
Now that was mentioned somewhere else. Let it be known that thou art God. Beside thee, there is no other.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Watch again tonight.
Bless you, Jesus.
God's people are so lost.
Hallelujah.
They're so lost. Lost.
Hallelujah.
A lost generation. Thou knowest not, you're lost.
Amen.
And you want to put my finger right square in your face and say, how many of you guys challenged me on that?
Okay.
You're lost.
Hallelujah.
Can't find your way.
Hallelujah. Yes,
you're drifting.
Yes, Lord.
You're caught up with your iniquity.
Yes, Lord.
With preserving yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Why would any man as old as I am, been through all the damn stuff I've brought upon myself by my own iniquity, why would I stand up here and talk to you like that?
Thank you, God.
All you fine folk.
Thank you, God.
Again, we're right back. I'm on the air now.
Thank you, God.
On 15,
thank you, Lord,
16 trip. Yes, I am.
Yes.
I don't hear you. That's par for the course.
Thank you, God.
Anyway, boom. Oh, I got in 3 shots. Par. That's pretty good.
Yes.
I will get in 2 shots.
Oh, bless you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you.
And I watch the way you folk respond to me on certain things. I watched Brother Paul again this morning. Well, not this morning, but yesterday. Because I mentioned to him, I said, why you were putting all these porches out here, which I didn't think it should have been on. Some it shouldn't have been put on at all. And there's, now he's done it. Then because I questioned him about being careful about it, he stopped doing it. And I said to him, you know, there's trailers around here that really did need a porch, though they didn't do. Then he'll say, well, whatever you say.
Hallelujah.
That's the way all you respond.
Amen.
Iniquity. Really, if you want to be honest before God and before your fellow man, it's me. It's really me, O Lord. I will pray the Father, Jesus said. Lord, it's me. While you're up there interceding, pray the Father for me. It's really me, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
See, I did it three times, and there is it.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's why the devil's laughing at us and God, too, because he can tell we're not really doing that from the heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're putting on a show. There was up to 30 tornadoes went through here. Not a one of them touched us. Not one tree came down. And here you folks sit again. Not overwhelmed with this magnitude. And look, what do you think the folk out there? They've been calling from all over. Window. How do y'all make it? How do y'all make it? How's it going down here? Are you safe? Yeah, we're safe. Yeah. I've told you for years and years and years and years and years, the safest place for physical survival. And it's not Charleston. He'll move you out, Sister Burgess. At the right time, he'll get you where you belong. You just keep that pathway open. And if you can't come yourself, we'll come and get you. We'll break every rule in the book. Don't you know Jesus is going to come and get us? He don't want to drag us into the kingdom, though. He wants to pick us up and say, come on, let's go. We're such a drag, aren't we? Aren't we just such a drag? Jesus, drag me. Scripture comes to my mind again this morning. Now, I tell you this, but I don't know why you folk fight me on this. I'm so full of the Word of God that when I get down, it just keeps bringing scriptures to me. And they are spirit, and they are life. They bring me alive. Get out of my presence. Get the hell back where you came from.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name.
We don't have anybody. I'll have Jesus. I believe what I have sang for years. Take this whole world. And the church is so worldly. Just take it, Lord. Just take it. Just take it. The Lord giveth. That's the same thing with this ministry. God gave it to me, now he's taking it away. The other night when the broadcast went down, I was in there trying to work on the phone. I said, to hell with it. I'm not going to fight this, God. You want me off the air, just send me off the air. Yeah, just shut it down. Go ahead. And then every time I do that, then he has another station come. And another station come. And you're not impressed. Money comes. Finances come. With all this nonsense, we still have Mark. Mark made it this morning? Huh? Let's help Mark. See, I don't mean to upset you or Mark, but I married a wife. Somehow we just don't think that has any value.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
How many of you married a wife? Come on. Why don't you apply it to yourself? Right. Brother Carpenter is there without his wife.
Amen.
He married her. I've done this for years and years. I've told you about it over and over again. I've had women come to me in private consultation, and all they could do is complain about their husbands. And I said, well, you picked them.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
And you did. And then I'll go back to the book of where it says, and they took, and they took, and they took. That means they picked them. And when they picked one, didn't like it, they got rid of it, picked it out. They picked. They were marrying. and given in marriage, or given up on their marriage. Well, why just do that? Say, wow, I was not that my mind didn't think that way. You were married. You give up on it. You were never married. Have you given up trying to be? We can't blame all these guys for shining up to you. No, because you were so shinable. Come on, people. Come on. Have you ever had a white woman? Oh, you have? Oh. So that wasn't so surprising then, was it? You see, you don't like when I talk like that. See, most of our sexual things are imagination. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wicked imaginations. And the wickedness of man. And it's based on lust. How you perceive. Let me try to give an example. Come here. Come here, Japanese. I've never had me a Japanese girl. I just wonder what it'd be like. You see, imagination. Remember how I warned you? I said, come on, now leave her alone. Have you ever had a Japanese?
Yes.
Oh, boy, he could show you a thing or two, couldn't he? Oh, not you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm trying to. See, you won't be honest, people. What was your imagination when you got married? Huh?
That's right.
What were you imagining?
Yes.
On the honeymoon. What were you imagining? Why the hell don't you acknowledge it? Wicked imaginations. And every imagination of their heart was only evil. What were you expecting? Heaven on earth? I never expected my wife to do that. I never expected my husband. I never expected my children to do this. When are you folk going to come on down? High and mighty. Every man that ever hit on a woman thought he was it. Well, you got me, baby. You got it now. Well, you got it. You took 3 shots at it, didn't you? Huh? Yeah. And they took 3 shots at you? Those are getting a Marilyn Monroe? You don't like when I do this, huh? We're dealing in an imaginary world.
Amen.
And the thing that troubles me is that one thing is so lacking is the love of the truth.
Yeah.
So we end up believing lies.
Yeah.
And don't even know they're lies. And get upset when a man called me last night and say, and if I say it, it ain't going to go with you. It won't go. You know nothing at all if you don't know the truth about this end time and about what's happening with you. You don't know anything. Thou sayest, oh, I'm a prophet, I'm saved, I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, I left all to follow you, and you just don't like when I do that, do you? Do you?
Oh, God.
Do you?
Oh, Jesus.
Do you?
Oh, Jesus. My Lord God. My Lord God. Oh, bless your name.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. That's so far from... You gotta let God do the best He can. And give up on doing your own doings. Oh, boy. I left all to follow you. Yeah, you did, huh? just didn't leave you. Is your all on the altar? Hold it. Control.
Oh,
he got the control. That's what the devil's at. That's what the New World Order's at. That's what Mr. Trump is at. That's what your law and law is all about. They're out to control. That's what the law is all about, to control. There's no life in the controlling factor of the law. None. There's liberty in Harley. Stand fast. We're free from the law. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody. I wish somebody get all excited. Hey, we're making love. Come on, let's get excited. I don't know which one enjoys, the one who masters the love or the one who receives it. But boy, you get them both together, hallelujah, and they get a consummation. A generation that if Moses, Noah, or Daniel be in it, they will but save. So save yourself from this untoward generation by following the example of Noah, Daniel, or Job. Not one Job, boy, that's something. That's something. Job lost his children. God gave a ministry to me. Huh? Can you picture Job saying, you can't, can you? You can't, can you? Can you picture him? He had just received a tornado come through and wiped out the house where all of his children were living. Read it. Read it! While he was yet speaking, hearing about something that already knocked the prophets off from under him. Come on, you old people, will you do something about the way you're hearing me today?
Yes, Lord.
Will you do it?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
This guy's crazy.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You worried about one or two? He lost 10 in a storm.
Amen.
Who can perceive such a thing? Who can fathom that? Read!
Thy sons and thy daughters.
Read! They were eating and drinking, having a good time, going fishing, playing hoodlewinks. Read!
In the eldest brother's house.
Well, they went to the elder brother's house and they just had knocked down, drag out.
Okay.
Read!
And behold! There came a tornado! Yes. From the wilderness!
Yes.
Out of nowhere!
Amen.
Read!
Smoked the entire house.
Oh, God.
Demolished it.
Yes.
And what happened to the children?
And it fell upon the young men.
Oh. Read.
They are dead.
And they are dead.
And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Ah, the devil's slick, ain't he?
Yeah.
He makes sure we got somebody around to tell us.
Yeah.
Read.
Job arose. And rent his mantle.
Rent his covering.
Uh-huh.
see it.
Shaved his head.
Idiot.
And fell down upon the ground and worshiped.
What? We have come into this house. And we've gathered in his name. Now hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Worship him. I have a hard time going along with that. But it's right there. A Job. A Job. Read! And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and that's the way I'm going. The Lord gave all these children, and now he's taking them away. Bless it! Bless it! Wow! 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 A generation that of Daniel or Job or Noah be in it, they will but save themselves. All three of them saved themselves because they continued worshiping. They will let nothing separate them from worshiping. Daniel! There's been a decree going out.
Yes.
Don't ask anything of a man or a God except that king for just 30 days. That's all. Till we get back to normal. We're going to get back to normal around here. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right.
You poor saps. You just don't see it. This is no time to establish your ministry or your calling or your reputation. You need to be established upon Christ, a solid rock, and him only. Well, what about you? Yeah, okay. Okay, what about me? Oh, this house. This iniquitous, stubborn.
Thank you, Father. Glory
God. Read this account again.
While he was yet speaking.
While he was yet speaking, telling him about the storms, about what how was happening with his cattle, with his.
Also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters
Hey, by the way, this is one of the first tests. This was not the last one. The other day I got back to the house and Sister Rose had a little message from Dennis. And all it was
trial number seven.
Trial number seven. Now what we're reading here is not trial number seven. This is second or third one. And most of us here have gone through that already. Our children are gone. Our marriages are wrecked up. You know, Job's marriage was fine. It was. And then God restored it. All the time what God's going to do, what he is doing. See, we think God's going to restore according to the flesh. He's not going to do that.
No.
Restoration will be according to the Spirit.
Yeah.
Not by might. Not by power.
But by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
That's why I said to her, she'll become a good friend of Teresa. Now that she didn't really fight it, but she's not longing for it either. See, restoration doesn't bring you back to where you like you were. There's a change. So that we can actually live with each other in harmony and love each other. Yeah. Boy, what a preacher. Who among us understands Job? Hey, Job, you ought to go talk to the Lord about this. His wife finally said that. She said, Job, how long do you maintain your integrity? You tell me, Job, you're God's servant, you serve God, you love God, and all this stuff happens. Look at your stained flesh. I'm tired of washing you off. I'm tired of bathing you. I'm just weary with it. I can't hold you no more. Curse God and die, Job. Ever called you a foolish woman? And you're foolish to think like that sometimes. It's foolish. Oh, foolish Galatians. Just foolish. Just a bunch of fools, but not for Christ. Just foolish people. A foolish generation. You know why it's like this? The last one. I promise you, if God doesn't do what I said he's going to do, which it's got to be very close. It's got to be when I die, and that's not far away. It's a wonder they haven't come and blown me away already. But fear not, Argister. You must stand before Caesar. How many times do I have to get up? As they knock me down, knock me down, knock me down, knock me down.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Well, we don't know what to do. Go and do what's right. Lead me in the path of righteousness. There's a right spirit. You can do things that seem so right in the wrong spirit. Thank you. You're stubborn. All I know is God must really want to save y'all.
Thank you, Father.
He told us, save yourselves from the thinking, the doing, the living, the responding, like this generation. You got to do that. He showed me how to do it. And I've been trying to lead you to get out of the cities. Hey, you folk in New York, are you sad? Are you glad you're there? Or Chicago? Or Charleston? Or Waldenboro? See how God got me out of the city? He got me out of the city.
Thank you, Father.
He got me out of the city. Go back there and talk to Audrey. Boy, you damn people, you sit right there.
Thank you, Father.
And I can tell you.
Thank you, God.
I told you I went back to talk to Audrey.
Yes.
I went. You're exaggerating, brother. Yeah. Boy, if it wouldn't have been for Craig, you both would have been gone. Because I was angry that day. Go back to Japan. Just go. I'd heard how you had made contact with your family up in Columbia, and you were showing out. Yeah, you were. Let's go to them. I'll be back to my dad. What the hell? Over my dead body?
Oh, God.
God's not going to send you to hell.
No.
Because he had a dead body.
Hallelujah.
Over his dead body.
Jesus.
So they kill him so you can go to hell. And then God raised him from the dead. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Save you out of the mouth of the lion, brother. That old day was a liar. He was a liar. He lied on everything. A liar.
Hallelujah. Holy. Glory to God.
You got them kids from that woman because she lied to you and you lied to her. Bunch of liars.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh,
bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. See, it was right at the end that Job went through what he went through in the beginning. Because he sought the Lord. He wanted to complain.
Amen.
Well, could you think of anybody that had any more reason to complain than Job? Sure. Sure. He'd been baffled. Why is God doing this? His friends sat down for 4 days. 4 days, they heard. They came to comfort Job.
Yes.
They were went down in church at Job's comforters.
Yes.
And then God said, but they didn't do the right thing. What? What? What?
Amen.
And then he said, Job, you got to pray for him. How'd you like to pray for somebody like that?
My Lord.
Huh? The way you treated me. Because the younger one really got tough. The last one, the older one's a little bit, but the young one, hey, come on, Job, you just had to screw up somewhere.
That's right.
That's boy. Now, read it.
Yeah.
What's his name? He was tough on Job, boy. Job, you goofed up, boy. You're the fault. You brought this on yourself. Well, do I have any of those young? Yeah. Hey, you don't like the application, do you? You just don't like it. Ain't that right, brother? You expect me to jump around?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, yes, Stuart.
Bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you.
We don't need you sitting in your room checking out the short way, Stuart.
Oh,
but I did help pull some weeds.
Yeah.
See? The mandate over your head, Stuart, is still the same. If you don't repent and stop doing what you're doing, and you need help to stop doing it, but we'll help you.
Amen.
We will help you. We'll give you something to do. If you fall down, we'll pick you up.
Amen.
If your back hurts, we'll rub something on it.
Amen.
We will do it.
Amen.
But my God, stop this. Well, he said you shouldn't marry. He said you shouldn't have no sex with your wife. That's right. Don't have no sex. Give up on that sex business. Get some love. A generation that is Daniel.
Amen.
Hey, Daniel. Yeah, new law in the land. You got to practice social. So he ends up socializing with the lions. Boy, you people are so. What's happening in your generation to inform you that it's the last one? First of all, the last day prophet. There is not going to be another one. There is no one going to replace me. When I'm done, this is done. And if it's not done, you being a prophet won't be worth nothing. God will be nothing. That's right. I told you that, but you're 2000. I said, if God don't make a mighty move. And then I told you what the move was. He sent you, he sent me. For you, he sent me. To you. So what do you think you're back here for? What for? Huh? To establish you and establish what God's already done. He got exactly what he needs. He made them just the way he wanted them. He ordained the right one. Come on, God, shut my mouth. Agree with all these folks that think they're the spokesman. Boy, how do I get through this? What is this? I guess we sing some, but we just don't realize what we're singing. I'm going through.
I'm going through.
I'll pay the price. What is it? What is the price? You got to give yourself.
Yes.
Christ gave himself.
Yes.
Somebody paid the price.
Yes.
Came to his own, they rejected him.
Amen.
But he paid the price.
Yes.
He died for you. He shed his blood.
Yes.
He paid the price.
Yes.
Boy, I wish somebody was saved. God, I wish I could find somebody somewhere. Oh, I'm saying that help. Most of you folk, you're so far away from your God, it's unbelievable.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hard to believe what Job did with his dignity, huh? And that's what Dennis was talking about. Because I told you there's 7 tests of Job. I told you that the church as a body would have to go through them. And then each one of us as individuals. Until God can say, there's none like him in all the earth. Satan's out of raging. Yeah, but I read that this morning. He said to God, has Job served you for naught? You fussy at me about Job? Throw him in my face? See, there you go again.
Yeah.
Hast thou considered my servant? Let me know that thou art God, and I am thy servant.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Come bless the Lord, you servants. Servants. Let me know that thou art God, and we are your servants. Oh, boy.
Thank you, Lord.
Then lost my runners.
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, oh God. Bless your name, oh God. Bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Father. Praise you, oh Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord gave you James, and then God took him away. By the same prophet that brought him to you, God took that same prophet and got him out. We are finished with James now. We broke all ties. He better not come back on these grounds. And some of you folk, if you don't straighten up, you're not going to come back on these grounds. We're going to cast out of this place everything that offends God. And you offend them when you come with your iniquity.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I will do it.
Oh, God. Jesus.
When Jesus heard that they mocked him and scoffed him,
oh, Jesus.
Cast him out.
Yes.
So he could go about bring about the resurrection.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Glory.
Glory to God.
That's what he did.
Yes.
That's what he did.
Yes, Lord.
He would get ready to raise that little girl up.
My Lord. Jesus. Yeah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
God, they don't understand. Whew, God, people. Oh, boy, oh, boy. What a rebellious, self-willed people we are. None of us want to really say, not my will. Then I tell you what God's will is for you. This is the will of God. Even your sanctification. Separated from the world. Father, I pray not that you take them out of the world. I need them. But you keep them from the evil, my God, from the evil that's in this world. Through lust.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
A generation that of Noah moved with fear. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I wonder if I'm moving with fear.
Amen.
Because I am moving.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Give me one reason why I should not kill them all. Had peanut brains. Wise guys.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You and I are the pinnacle of example.
Yes.
Give me one reason why God, look, why we left all. I gave up all my money. I did this, I did that. Why the hell don't you relate to that?
Yes,
why don't you understand that? And the ones that left all, boy, most of them were killed.
Yeah.
The family behind.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
What do you think it meant on the day of Pentecost when it said they gave up everything and they left all? Yeah. All what? Their life?
Oh.
Their doings?
Yeah.
Their beings?
Yeah.
To follow him,
yeah,
into the regeneration.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, you better watch you don't cool off, boy. All these new brooms, all sweet, real good. Till they find how dirty the floor is.
Hallelujah.
A generation!
Oh, Jesus. Yes,
where
Lord.
Children will curse their parents. Our children are a curse to us.
Amen. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Of course, I'm positive right now. Most of them aren't listening anymore because God's speaking it out. In the day you hear the voice, harden not your heart. Well, they heard it. You heard it. And you're not. Most of you ain't listening. You don't believe it's possible that you could be hardening your heart, do you? Do you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You stiff-necked, you uncircumcised in heart, and because of that you always resist. Not by might, not by power. And then you resist that. Well, can you tell us when Jesus is coming? I can't tell you exactly. He's coming when all the fall feasts will fall in the month of September. I spoke that some years ago by revelation.
Yes, Lord.
I have not moved away from it.
All right. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
The next one will be 2021, I think it is. Come on, all you calculators.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you calculate more than me. So we're in 2020. We're in 2020 now. So that projects the year after this one. We're going to go through the fall feast here.
Yes, Lord.
There we are. But Jesus is not coming. Now, you can't tell when he's coming. I just told you when he's not coming. I think that's just... Because if he does come, then I'm a liar. Then this got to end. I wonder what you do if they come and took over the community. What would you do? Put you in an old folks home. Huh? Lock you up in a Walmart. If you watch what's going on in America, there's no shortage of military. There's no shortage of police. They got enough police to knock your head in. And they got enough that will do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I still remember one night when we called 911 and up come a young preacher, a young, look at him. I called everybody out there because to see this cop. The young one got out of the car. He says to me, "Are you listening to me? Are you really listening to me?" He said, "So the laws of South Carolina supersede the laws of this place. We don't care what you got laid down for these people. We overrule them." That's what he's telling me. That's why you see the law come on these grounds. Why don't some of you folk right now, aren't you tired of doing what you're doing? Why just get up going? Go back to your room or get in your car. Get out of here. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? Huh? Could it be you're being kept by the power of God?
Glory.
Ready to be revealed in this last time?
Glory.
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
Glory.
He's coming in your lifetime.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
I want to be ready. Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
My Lord. Oh, God. My Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Iniquity. When I mentioned to you about the porches, if you just tell us, let me just walk around and look. I could tell him when he was doing them that the porches he was putting, they weren't even needed. Now, there were some places where the porches helped. But just to put them on everything. And then when I did that, then he quit. Yeah, he did. That's the way he does it. You can't tell which buildings need to be washed down and which don't. Got them all?
Houses, yes.
I mean, I'll turn it on you. Hast thou considered my servant Job? And Satan answered him.
Yes.
Yeah, I consider him.
That's right.
But does he serve you for naught?
Right.
Don't you understand why he serves you? And why the hell don't you folk realize what he's telling them?
Mm-hmm.
You blessed them with a family. You blessed them with all these blessings. You made them rich. You made them famous. You kept them healthy.
Oh, Jesus.
You let me touch Job. Why are you doing that to me again? Why? Why are you sitting there like you never heard the story? Have you considered my servant, Job?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's right.
Does he serve you for naught?
My Lord God. Thank you, Father. Right. Praise you, O God. Right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Are you serving God for naught?
My Lord.
You payday's going to come.
Amen. Glory.
I am determined.
I'm made up
of my mind. I'm glad the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Don't give up on my mind.
Yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes. See, I love the priest, but there's just such a spirit on us.
Glory.
80 some years old. Learn from your dad.
Hallelujah.
And you still go. See? Do it again. Can't help myself. Then get some help.
Amen.
I will boldly say,
the Lord is my helper.
Yes.
That's what he gave me, a gift of help.
Yes.
I'll help you.
Yes.
I'll help you by telling you, by reproving you.
Yes.
And if you don't do it, I'll do it myself.
All right.
I'll get it done. Turn it out, Paul.
Amen.
We're going to lose the ship.
Amen.
Everything in it. But you fear not, Paul.
Amen.
Why? Because they stood by me this night.
Amen.
This night. The angel of God, of whose I serve, of whose I am. And he said to me, fear not, Paul. The ship may go down, but you ain't going with it.
Amen.
Step them on the shore and old snake bit them.
Yes.
I've been snake bit so much. Come on, you vipers. That was a viper that bit him. And them old pagans, they said, hey. He got his due.
Amen.
Read it. When's the last time you read it, dummies?
No doubt this man is a murderer.
No doubt. This man's a rapist, a murderer, a child molester, an adulterer, a fornicator, a blasphemer. No doubt.
Amen.
Though he had escaped the sea.
Though he got out of prison one time.
Yet man just suffers not to live.
You don't get it.
Shook off the beast into the fire and
killed
the
horn. Hallelujah. Watch your face as you stand before that judge.
Yes.
Yes.
Unique.
Amen.
That was the last admonition I got. Let's do it for the judge. Just keep your face straight. I'm going to throw y'all out, folks. I'm getting weary with this now again. All morning long I'm up here again. And you people just sit there unmovable. Just stuck in your... God forbid that you, in your humility and your... cry out, truth, Lord.
Truth
in such a way that... I don't know how to say this to you. Jesus said, Woman, great.
Yes.
Look, I sit there. Did it say that right there?
Yes.
And great grace. God is good and God is great. How great is our God? Come on. Hold it. You're on the air.
Yes.
Just a handful of us here in Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh,
nobody crying for a second chance either.
Oh, God.
Praise our God.
Time people ask for help when we have to ask you for help.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
Glory.
Look how quiet you get.
Yes. Glory. Oh, Jesus.
I will boldly say.
Hallelujah.
I will boldly say.
Glory.
I will boldly say. The Lord is my helper. And I will. God help me to back up this one. Because that one there scared me every time I quote it. He put me back in prison, Lord. They can throw the key away. My God.
Hallelujah.
What men can do to me.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And I talk like this.
Oh, Jesus.
I fear you more than I fear them. What you folk do to me. Long time ago, God said, I got to go tell my friend R.G. Stair, the one who promotes faith, the one who is a father of faith, the one who puts the seed of faith. I got to tell him what I'm going to do. You amazed me. Your response to those kind of statements is so sickening. Yeah.
Glory.
Bless you, Lord.
Still waiting for God to back you up in your contrariness, huh?
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, it's all right with me.
Jesus.
I kept looking for that scripture. And every time God gives me one that I know is necessary, I have a hard time finding it. Satan always seems to block it. But I remember Tim Cheek come here one day and stood in that pulpit and quoted that scripture. But how a man should walk softly before he's God.
Hallelujah.
You all remember that one?
Yes.
I couldn't find it because I didn't want to find it because that's what I was going to start off with today. You got it?
Show thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require thee?
Oh, what shall the Lord require of thee?
Oh, yes.
What God requires of a steward, he requires something. He demands something. He commands something.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh, you're going like that now. You want to hear the rest of it?
To do justly. And to love mercy. And to walk humbly.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. So what does God require of a steward? And what does that steward require to do?
To do justly. Just love mercy.
Oh, man, do I love mercy. You know why I love mercy? Because mercy first loved me. Wow! Well, I obtained mercy. That was Paul's final answer. How in the world Lord, Paul, you persecuted the church, you killed Christians, you threw them in jail, you blasphemed the name of God. How in the world could you act like you're the apostle? Because I obtained mercy. Glory! Hallelujah! Justice called and mercy answered. Just a few days, I'll be 87. I'm reminded of it every day. You don't believe me. To get out of bed in the morning, only kill myself to do it. Pain's hitting me in the chest. Breathing gets a hold of me. Well, you're just putting on. Go to hell. Put on what? I'm putting on the armor of God. There's so many adversaries. Come on, you wise guys. Open your mouth. Where you at, Steve? Where you at? Hey, Rabbi Shu. I got you put off the station. And we'll check tonight. We'll be on Saturday night before Alan on a special show. We can check it. Alan told me to put him off. I did send him a consolation offering then. But if he's not off, Alan, don't you ever snow child me anymore. Free speech? To hell with that kind of free speech. The devil has too much freedom already. Say what he wants to say. Away with him. Boy, you people are something. Yeah, we ought to take the chance while we have free speech. We're on the radio now. Basically on shortwave. A lot of stations won't let us free speech no more. Let this financial situation get worse and worse. Then I'll go back to the stations and say, all right, you guys, I want some time. I'll pay you. And my record's good. That guy says he'll pay us. He'll pay us. Yeah, Jesus paid it all. He said he paid it, and he's paying it. He's still paying your debt off. He's ever living to make intercession for you, paying off your debt. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. I mean, somebody ought to praise the Lord. I mean, somebody ought to really praise the Lord. You miss that too. You miss it when I tell it to you. Yeah, you do. You don't get the weight of it. And Jesus came unto them, walking on the sea, on the water. And they supposed, what in the world is that? I mean, what do you suppose is keeping that prophet on the air? He must have a whole lot of money. Well, if I do, it's because I had a whole lot of faith. You know, you people are really something. You had a man sit again in your midst who over last year gave over $500,000. Sat right in your midst.
Hallelujah.
You had a God come right down in your midst who paid your debt. And you know what? He's here. And just take the Lord along with you. Wherever you go, digging ditches, go to the altar of the Lord. He's right there watching you. He's there. A generation that is Daniel or Job or Noah be in it. They would but save themselves. That's what Noah did. He only saved the one that God told him. Said, no, I'm going to save you. And your sons. And your wife. And I still marvel. How in the world did he get his wife and sons and their brand new wives go into that ark? The fear of God must have been on him. He might even use the rod. I hear his wife saying, I don't want to go in right now. No, come on, get in this boat. Our children don't listen to us, do they?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Most of our wives don't listen. I used to watch my wife do it.
Oh, bless you. Bless your name, God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You would think, sister, children would be glad she's here. They're not going to take care of her like we take care of her. No, they're not. Hello? No, they're not. No, they're not. I even let you put your feet up on a stool. Mama called again and said, what do you expect, Mama? This is the safest place in the United States. Now, don't come here, though. I'm not trying to get you there. I guess you folk are never going to grasp the situation. God didn't put a fluke here. I know you. I know your hearts. I know your intents. I judge your testimonies, your reactions. Who made you the judge? Who made me the judge?
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
All my life they kept saying, judge not, judge not, judge not. Well, I agree with you. Don't you judge each other without fully recognizing you're going to be judged. I think we ought to judge each other. How you doing with them tomatoes? Well, I tell you what, them tomatoes have done you well. You shouldn't make them red. What a testimony. Hello, you tomatoes. Hey, tomato.
Yes.
How are you, peaches?
Yes.
Huh? An open book. An open book known and read of all men. How do you read me? Hey, Rabbi Shoe! Hey, flat earth guy! Who cares whether the earth is flat or round? It belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness that dwells therein. I dwell on this earth. He dwells up in heaven. But our Lord is coming back to earth again. Flat or round. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. It's amazing how they get so mad. How they get so mad. Oh, yes, there's
one way to God.
I was sitting in Charleston one night. I went there to hear Pastor Taylor preach, because at that time we were having fellowship. And even that's a story all by itself. How did I ever end up having fellowship with Pastor? Boy, you people are really something. No matter what story I tell you, you just sit there. When I came here, we had no church. We only had a few. So I would, on Sunday, I would look for a church to go to. The time I went to Pastor Taylor, he wasn't in that big building. He had a little building down side road.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
I would drive around trying to find him. Can I quit, Lord? I got 30 more minutes, but I don't mind quitting. These people, they won't make hardly any effort to have an open mind. Then we'll open. Just open up. Yeah, but there's one or two of you. And then if I preach it to you, there's no telling how you do. Yeah, one. If he has Ravish, you think? Ravish, you maybe, or Steve, or... Well, what you... Yeah.
I think you're doing pretty good today.
I don't give a damn what you think. See, we're going to shut his mouth. There ain't nobody listening to Steve. No one. He's doing his best to get us to listen, and I'm sure not going to give him not a bit. Hey, boy, you're doing pretty good today. I mean, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if I'm doing good today, I'll do good yesterday. I'll do good tomorrow. Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for the prophet.
Wow. I can understand it from people like that, but from you, you're standing there with your own little... But you're wrong about us. I am not wrong. My people, that's you,
hallelujah,
are being destroyed because
yes,
you really don't know what God wants you to do, so you go about doing what you think is right, and that is wrong. I've wronged none of you. No, I've not defrauded any of you. I've not robbed you of faith, hope, and love. I've given you every opportunity so you can live in faith, walk in truth, and love like God loves. I won't go along with you. Say, get the hell out of here, you thieves. You rabbi shoes. Get there behind me, Satan. And I wouldn't even say that to Steve no more. He's not behind me. He's not ahead of me. He's not even equal with me. He's a dog. A barking dog.
Yes.
That's what he is.
Yes.
And you, Steve, you can come on down here and bark. And we'll take care of you, boy. Oh, you got a good excuse now. You got a travel restriction. A generation.
Amen.
If Daniel, Job, or Noah be in it. And they were an example. We need to study them. Noah moved with fear.
Yes.
I move with the fear of God. Yes. Although I'm telling about the fear of men, it's like that. See? I don't fear him.
No.
What? Who? You think I want that guy to see you doing all that now? I don't want his approval. It astonishes me how this guy, what the hell is he sitting up to listen to me for? Hey, all you folk out there, what you sure made up to? You're going to tune in on from 10 to 12 and see, he won't shut up. He won't hear one damn word.
By the carcass of their kings in their high places. Malachi 4:3, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts.
Your day's coming. He's going to tread you down, boy. He's going to just tread you down, you wicked one. You wicked one. You wicked one. You wicked one. Get thee hence, you wicked one. That's right, boy. Who are the they? Who are the they? Go to hell. I don't receive the testimony of devils.
That's right.
You know what's amazing? Because those things, just like your message this morning, Jackie, I have preached that message hundreds of times. I'll dramatize it very, very carefully.
Yes.
About Sodom and Gomorrah. I told you a long time ago. I told you what come between Noah's day and Sodom and Gomorrah was Babylon.
Yes.
And we're still in Babylon.
Yes.
We've still got a spirit of confusion.
Yes.
How are you doing now, huh? A little confused? So confused, you'd like to confuse me. I'm the one. I'm the one prophet. There will be no others.
Bless the Lord.
No other one with the message that God gave me. No one. There will be no others. We're getting the last will and testament. There will be no more. Are you the one? Or do we look for another? Don't look for another. I'm the one. I'm not Elijah. I'm not Elijah. I may be Elijah to you, but God I am the servant of God. Fear not, Saul, Paul. You must stand before Caesar.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Boy, you people are really something. I remember when God brought that to me, right here, with a full house of people. I stepped up in the dining hall. I said, we're going to lose the ship. Sweet fellowship, huh? How's your fellowship? If we walk in the light, there's a light there. I got the light. There's a light guiding me. You can follow the light, but don't try to lead the light. Don't do it. It won't be done. See, I won't take that from that guy. He quotes verses that I haven't quoted. You devil. Boy, that devil's something, he knows that word, doesn't he? Rightly dividing. Rightly dividing. Rightly dividing. A workman who needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. When you talk about dividing, you talk about time. Time for this message, time for that one. Rightly dividing. This is the last time. A workman. I work at it. I sit sometimes in silence just trying to hear God talk. And what he told me this morning, see, let's just go back and then I'll close. Elijah came on the scene. He was hid for 3 years. Yet he wasn't hid to the widow. And boy, was she straight up. Hey, Steve, you damn fool! Elijah was said to the little widow woman, sustained her. And I see, she said, come on, what the hell's wrong with her? How in the world? I have commanded Elijah, go to Zarephath. What for? Because I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. I've commanded a bunch of widows whose meal's running out, whose message is seasoned. Huh? I've commanded them to listen to you. I'll remind you, brother, what you sat in the dining hall one day and said to me, he's a sovereign God. And you don't think that sovereign God is going to judge you?
Oh, my Lord.
Jesus. It's a shame you lose the fear of God. Oh, well, I got time. We ain't got time to pursue our own call. We ain't got none. You can't save your family. You can't save your marriage.
No.
You can't save your soul.
Amen.
You better run to the one who can save your soul. From the wrath to come is going to fall upon the children of disobedience that won't obey faith. The obedience of faith. The obedience of faith. Anybody know what that means? You think it means obedience to the law? It means obedience to the faith. Faith is the only thing that will save you.
Amen.
By grace, faith.
Yeah.
Be obedient to it. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. Go dip 7 times in that river Jordan.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
I'm trying to get across with these three guys. Noah, being warned of God.
Hallelujah.
100 years, huh?
Hallelujah.
I'm getting close to it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like to think about me living to be 100, because that's a little bit too far off for me. Oh, God can do it.
Hallelujah.
He gonna fix where I live forever. So, 100 years means nothing. Look, I said something. Look, you still won't respond.
Glory to God.
The Lord has kept me alive, said Caleb.
Yes, Lord.
Who didn't keep you alive? So you can walk around and say, I can't do nothing?
Glory to God.
How many things have I done only because God helped me?
Thank you, Lord.
And if I tell you this, you look at me. How was the night they kicked me out of a church? Syracuse, Binghamton, New York. And I told you why the pastor kicked me out.
Yeah.
I don't remember about that. I do. Bernice Traver. Bernice Traver. Well over 50 years ago.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You're praising. You're not bold, you're praising. The pastor kicked me out because all of his people were teenagers. And he was pacifying them by having beach parties. And I said, Pastor, you shouldn't do that. You ought to teach these young folks to remember their Creator while they're young. And of course, I was young. And that was one of the reasons why they came to hear me preach, because I was young. They wanted to hear what a young man had to say. Well, the pastor, he got mad at me. Pulled me out of the pulpit, told me to get out of his house, and the meeting was over. Left them poor young people in dilemma.
Hallelujah.
It was almost midnight. He didn't give me no money. Told me to get out of his house. The meeting was done. Maybe I just start telling these stories, huh? Because they it's a story. What is it, Jesus? As the Father kept me away from the throne, threw me down here and told me I should become sinful flesh, then hang on the cross for the sins of the whole world. He just threw me out of heaven. Go down there, boy.
And
it pleased the Father to bruise him.
Thank you, Father.
Wow.
Thank you, Father.
He was wounded.
He was bruised.
And the punishment is equal to the transgression. Many stripes. Bruise.
Hallelujah.
Bruise. Bruise. All fictional, isn't it? I don't see him. Apostle Paul said, but we see Jesus. Started driving around. I didn't have much money. I had my wife and two children. The two oldest ones who won't have nothing to do with me now. But the And when I tell this story, they sort of mock it, how God would. Sister Burgess.
Yes. Lord, save me lest I perish, oh God. Save me lest I perish.
Well, you will perish if you deny your testimony.
The prophet. There's a prophet in South Carolina.
Oh,
prophet.
Yes.
South Carolina.
Well, I do declare there is a prophet. Now it is there is the prophet.
The prophet. Yes.
Well, come on now, right there. That's more. Oh, God. What do I. I'm a prophet just like you. I'm a prophet just like you. I'm a prophet just like Tony Walker. Come on, Tony. You follow me all over. You went to court against me.
Hallelujah.
Now, God only knows where you're at. He also knows where I'm at.
Hallelujah.
My Jesus knows. A bunch of lepers. That's what I need.
Thank you, Lord.
Go wash. Go wash in the pool of Siloam.
Oh, God.
I still remember that night. What was it, 23? Somewhere along there.
Hallelujah.
I kept driving around, didn't know what to do. Couldn't drive too much because I was going to run out of gas. My wife kept pushing. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't know. Can't go far. Can't get nothing to eat. This house. This. I wonder how many of this house are like Steve. Or like Baker.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Or like Roberts. Or like Dowell. Or like Chris. Amen. I wonder how many of you are still boarding right on the borderline.
My Lord.
If you have no witness to lead, then what do you have a witness? You have a witness somewhere.
Amen.
Will you also lead? Well, no, I ain't got no witness. Then you have witness to stay here, don't you?
Glory.
Boy, they won't budge, God. Boy, what's coming down the pike for you folk?
Hallelujah.
Do my prophets no harm. Hey, Steve, what you are is a demonstration of the wicked one being revealed, the son of the devil. Hey, Rabishu, at least you have enough gumption to say you are Satan worshiper. Yeah, Rabishu. Yeah, Rabishu wrote me, called me. He said, we are having a ceremony for you. We have a coffin, we're putting you in, and we're going to offer you on Satan's offering, and you're going to die. Well, hey, Rabishu, your buddy Steve's up here. Stand over there.
Oh, bless you, Lord God. Praise you, God.
I pulled up going down the road and I saw a light on the house. So I stopped.
Hallelujah.
Well, I said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to that house. I shouldn't tell you. I should not tell you this story. The way you people receive this.
Hallelujah.
And he wagged their head. He said to others, come on down, Lord, save us. Say to others, self he cannot save. You got that right. I cannot save myself. Well, how do you save yourself from the song toward, from the unbelieving? There's only one answer, and that's the coming of Christ. There is no solution. And you damn wicked folk out there, you actually believe that Mr. Trump, well, he tells the truth. He doesn't tell the truth. They have recorded at least 13,000 lies, as they call them in. They got the facts on the guy. He's a liar. That's what the Antichrist is. He's going to deceive his own self. Deceiving, and then deceiving his own self. He thinks he's God. No, he really does. Oh, I only can save America. Well, God don't want to save America. And God only can save sinners. Try to clear the phone. Boy, I wish I knew what to do about your looks.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Just trying to clear a phone because you don't have time to hang on it, you know. You know, people, what you have seen a witness. You heard Brother Emmanuel call. What a pitiful call. But he's still in Florida. At a more convenient time, you know. Can't clear the phone. I guess God said that's enough.
And what Yahweh requires of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. I do that all the time. I'm doing it with you, not head. You know what, Steve? I actually started this service with that message.
Very good.
Very, very good, huh? You devil. You devil. Quote the word to me all you want, you lying dog.
Bring your judgment.
Bah, 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 bah.
Bring it.
I don't obey you. I don't obey you. You're a liar. You quote the scriptures just like Satan does. He that sits on the circle of the earth shall laugh and have in derision. One day you ain't doing right, next day you're doing right. That's what this guy. Ain't nobody listening to you. Rough, rough, rough. How do you explain me still being here and you still up there? How do you explain that, smart aleck?
Hey, you're doing your job.
Oh, I am, but you're not your job. I don't need you at all. Not at all.
Everybody has their own job.
I've done my job before you ever opened your big mouth. I will do that too. And you have nothing to do with it. See, now he's trying to snow, Johnny. You will finish your course. Good. Let's finish it today with you, huh? This guy actually believes that he's the one authorizing me. He actually believes that. Well, if I believe that, I'd be believing a lie. I won't believe a lie. You don't even know my course. Why don't you come on down here, Steve? Hey, you can come on down. Come on down here to the Overcomer Tabernacle. Come get your big old fat butt down here, you devil. Amen. Come on down. I'm Duke. Hey, Steve. Go to hell. How do I get by like that? Huh? He's not going to get by like that. No, he's not. Nobody treats me like that. He gets by with it. Nobody. There's a Jezebel spirit. I'll have his head. I'll have his authority. Now you do what I tell you. And I've been doing all that stuff all along. I've warned him, you. Yeah, I walked up to the door. I knocked on the door. It must have been close to 1 o'clock in the morning. Shall we stand, please, while I finish the story? And you all get your butt out of here. Or do whatever you want to do. I knocked on the door. Before I could knock 3 times, the door swung open. And Bernice Traver, an old lady, she said, "Where you been?" "I've been waiting on you." "There you are." "Where were you?"
"Hallelujah."
"Where's Steve?" "Where's the devil?" "He wasn't in that place at all." "What's wrong with you folks? What kind of language do you got to speak to you before you wake up?
Amen.
You sleeping saints?" Whatever met that woman, that was it. But I haven't forgotten. Bernice Traver. Probably dead now.
God bless you.
Had a meal prepared. And one thing I never forget. He took her to a bedroom and 2 beds. Helped me put my children in bed, and then I got in bed. And that woman, that old woman, came over, tucked me in. She tucked me in. Get me on the chair. Just like her own son. And that's what God done. He done tucked me in. Put his arms around me and held me. Somebody in this house. Hey, Sister Burgess, will you please tell me how you was when you first heard the prophet?
I can't explain it. Overwhelmed, I just can't explain it.
at the market.
Amen.
At the market.
Not like I came.
I didn't even know you existed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
It's an amazing thing when you watch her husband, for instance. Because one day, she sent him over here with a load of plywood. No bird. You ever seen birds walk? Huh? You never seen him walk? He don't always walk like that. No? Have I seen him walk? He's very kind. He's always been kind to me. That's why he won't come now, because I had to be kind. And right now I chose to be another kind. See, you're missing the point again. He unloads the plywood. And I said to him, I said, you're a preacher, aren't you? How much did he preach before he came here? Once in a while, maybe, huh? So I said, come on back and preach for him. And then that's when he started coming.
Amen.
The first place he messed was when we moved him. We actually moved him into my place down there. And he actually moved into a position of authority.
Amen.
Amen. Don't you know when God brought you here, he moved you into a position of authority?
Amen.
We are authorized to get the end time message all over the world. So shine up the trumpet, but don't try to blow it. Shine it up and hand it back to me, and I'll tune it real well. Remarkable story, huh? The woman giving some money the next morning. Because I had to leave. Took me out to the front porch, and she picked up the rug, and under the rug was a key.
Yes.
Boy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You better stop treating me lightly.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You better stop doing it. You better stop doing it. Because if you don't, you're going to make the boss man angry. You know what's probably, you know what's hindering you right now? Unbelief. You don't believe that. I try to be very careful when I preach to you people. When I quote the scripture, touch not my anointed. So I say, well, that also means you. But when God's talking, he's talking about the anointed prophet, the anointed man with the man with the present truth,
Amen.
Needful truth, the only Amen. Truth.
Yes.
So don't touch him.
Amen.
And don't try to influence those who are under me. I told you to have you stand so I can tell you the truth. My advice to you and my counsel to you is receive me or leave me.
Amen.
One will bring God's fullest blessing on you, the other will be a curse on you. I don't believe you. Keep on straddling that fence. Lord bless you. The Roman Empire fell to immigration of the Vandals. Likewise, Celtic Britain, Germany's Prussia, and Serbian Kosovo.